Will we turn to the Blue Flags? Well, poor old Arklow. It's lost out on one of its awards yesterday, Arklow South Beach. But four beaches in Wicklow have retained their blue flag status. They are Bray South Promenade, Greystones South Beach and British Bay North and South. However, Arklow South Beach did not meet the required water quality to obtain the Green Coast Award status for 2020. In a record number of 90 sites, they've been awarded the flag this year. That's two up on 2019. Independent Councillor Tom Fortune is in the sort of greater Greystones area. Hi, Tom.
Morning, Declan.
Good morning. That's okay, isn't it? At Greystones South Beach, you know, yeah, it continues to be good.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, Declan. It's a very, very prestigious award to get. It recognises the great work done in communities to promote swimmable and drinkable and fishing water and places accessible. And it looks at things like clean beaches and bins and parking, toilets, and the quality of water. So it's a fantastic thing to get, and it's great for the tourism product in the area.
Yeah, what tourism is there? Because you're no hotel now or anything.
There hasn't been a hotel for years and years and years.
I know, but I'm just wondering, you know, we go to Greystones on the dart, maybe from outside, whatever, and go for coffee in the lovely shops in Greystones, I know. Yeah. But it's day visitors, is it? And they go to the beach?
Talking about tourism in normal times, obviously we're operating currently in abnormal. People would come across Bray Head, for example, from Bray into Greystones. People would also drive into Greystones, and as you said, they can eat in all kinds of restaurants and shops, and then they can the Greystones and the surrounding area is very historic. They can walk along. There's a fantastic walk along the beach. You can walk all the way from Bray to Newcastle and beyond. So I mean, that's a tremendous facility to have. Then there's you have the villages around Greystones. You have Dagenham, you have Kilcool, you have Newcastle, and they're all full of history. So there's loads and loads of things to bring people into Greystones, and also to bring people in the environs around Greystones. So getting something like the Blue Flag is a hell of an achievement, really. It's fantastic, and it's a compliment of the great work that Wicklow County Council are doing in this area.
So, tell us about the beach. People who haven't been there, maybe you don't want to tell anybody because you've got too many people going to it. But the South Beach in Greystones, tell us about it.
Well, it's a high quality beach. It's sandy. As I said already to you, the water quality there is fantastic. So you can swim. It's safe because there's lifeguards on duty. The beach is kept very clean. Dogs are. You can bring your dog, but you have to keep your dog on a leash, and you have to pick up the poo, etc., which is very important. And there's toilets there, so it has all the facilities that people would need in a visit like that. And it's the whole environment there is very relaxing and very enjoyable. And with the weather we've had since March, I mean, it's as good as the Riviera.
Riviera, Greystones, Del Sol, is it, or whatever?
Well, you know, yeah. Declan, we sometimes don't sell ourselves the way we should.
The water is warmer on the Riviera than it is.
I would say over the last few months, with the sunshine we've had, the water was quite okay. There's a fantastic beach though, Declan, along that whole area, and even beyond. When you move down to Kilcool, there's a lovely beach there as well. So it's a fantastic area, the whole area. And getting back to something you asked me earlier, I mean, it's a tremendous tourism product, and it's got fantastic potential that hasn't really been totally tapped into yet. But there's lots of people looking at angles and areas of how to improve it, and having an award like the Blue Flag is really a premium thing to be able to display.
Right. Okay. So come along and enjoy Greystones, especially on the beach. Yeah, that's
absolutely
it. That's the message.
It's a beautiful place to relax and think about life and think about all this, kind of park the coronavirus for a while and just relax.
Yeah. Can I ask you something from left field here, and you mightn't go to speed or anything like that. It is about, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests and the dismantling of monuments in the UK. And there seems to be a demand to take down people who have been connected with the slave trade. Mm. A Dublin City councillor has suggested that the Latouche family who founded Greystones were involved in the slave trade or made money out of the slave trade. And there is a call from one councillor to change the name of a building in the financial centre. Of course, Greystones is steeped in the Latouche legacy. In fact, I think even some of the roads are named after the Latouche family. Do you think there's an issue?
That is left field. I can say that at the outset. You need to think about it. I don't think so, Declan. I mean, my understanding of the history of the area, the whole Latouche family put a lot of investment and time into Greystones. And as you know, there's a seminar every year, has been for a long number of years, that George Jones holds, and it has kind of paid a lot of gratitude to the Latouche family, and the research and history that has displayed would indicate that they have done nothing only good work for the area. Obviously, the Black Lives do matter. I mean, that whole debate, that whole thing that's going on at the moment, I mean, it's scandalous that in this day and age that we can't treat each other in every facet as equals. I mean, I just think it's mad, and the racism in that whole area just shouldn't be tolerated by anybody at any level. I personally think it's disgusting.
Thanks, Tom. I know that was out of left field.
No, that's okay.
Anyway,
it's
in the area.
It'll probably come up again. But I mean, there's a vast history, Declan, around all of that. And it's in written form as well. So it's something that can be very easily researched. But obviously, in the current climate and what's being discussed, it may come up for discussion. But that is the history of the whole thing, and different people will have different views on it.
Thanks, Tom Fortune, independent councillor in the greater Greystones area, particularly Kilcool. Thanks.
Thank you, Declan.
Tom, and well done, Greystones, on the blue flag for Greystones South Beach.